With e-commerce booming, a Richmond company that delivers for two of the fastest-growing e-commerce companies in Canada, is seeing rapid growth as well. Founded in 2019, UniUni started with 4 employees but today has more than 200 staff and is delivering 20 million parcels annually across Canada. Behind the North Richmond Delivery Company's record growth are two major clients, Shine and Temu, two e-commerce platforms founded in China that are currently the number one and number two ranked apps in Canada in all categories, the ranking factors in current installs and active users. We worked with Shine since the start as their delivery company in Canada. It's been 3.5 years now, and we have grown with the company, said Kevin Wong, co-founder of UniUni. As the exclusive delivery company for Shine in Canada, UniUni is responsible for transporting products from the airport to warehouses in Canada, and then delivering them to customers' doors. The value of Shine, a fast fashion e-commerce platform, has grown from $5 billion in 2019 to $100 billion in early 2022, although its value declined to $64 billion in 2023. In May 2022, its app was downloaded 308,000 times in Canada that month. Shine was a new company when we started the partnership. Their growth increased our volume, and our service has ensured their customers have had a great purchasing experience. We helped each other succeed, said Wong. Later, UniUni won a contract with Temu, another online shopping app, to become its delivery service, alongside Canada Post. Temu entered the Canadian market in February and soon became one of the most popular apps in the country. Unique business model wins big clients. UniUni's lower pricing and faster services helped it win the favor of these e-commerce giants, due to its unique business model and cutting-edge technology, Wong explained. At the beginning of the pandemic, Wong and co-founder Peter Liu started a food delivery company, but they were struggling to compete with big players like Uber Eats and DoorDash. However, the two saw the huge surge in demand for delivery services. When COVID-19 hit, big delivery companies couldn't hire enough people nor procure enough vehicles to keep up with demand. Wong and Liu then pivoted their business to delivering parcels instead of food, but using a model similar to food delivery services, hiring individual contract drivers who used their own cars. It's a new crowdsourcing model. We use a driver's own vehicle to do the delivery, so there is no need for us to purchase more vehicles, said Wong. The company also invested heavily in technology to optimize the routing to help drivers provide faster service and further bring down costs. For example, 50% of the delivery stops used to be on the driver's right side. Now we can optimize our route so more than 70% of the stops are on the driver's right-hand side, so they don't need to go cross the road or do a turnaround, said Wong, adding the delivery fee can be as low as half of the regular price. The company announced last week it's adding 2 electric vehicles to its fleet between the airport and the warehouse. It now employs more than 5,000 drivers with their own vehicles and plans to expand to the U.S. market in the future. Our target is 1 million packets per day in the next couple of years, said Wong,